The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Mr. President, for months when you were asked about your age, you would respond with the words, watch me. Many American people have been watching, and they have expressed concerns about your age.
That is your judgment. That is your judgment. That is not the judgment of the press.
They express concerns about your mental acuity. They say that you are too old. Mr. President, in December, you told me that you believe there are many other Democrats who could defeat Donald Trump. So why does it have to be you now? What is your answer to that question?
Because I'm the most qualified person in this country to be president of the United States and finish the job I started.
I think that is a historic press conference for so many reasons, first of which they have turned against him. Does it really mean the media and the permanent bureaucracy, or just the media? Who better to expound upon that question and what we do about, I'm not going to call it the deep state, it's your in-the-face state, the man who has been fighting them relentlessly from inside and outside government, a great patriot, a friend of America First, Kash Patel. Welcome back to One on One.
Zeb, it's so good to be back on the program. Thanks for having me.
So I want to kind of dedicate this hour to the so what of a piece I recently wrote about the second Trump cabinet that, of course, lists you. I get you're the only guy who gets the choice of position he wants because you're such a utility player. We can put you anywhere and you'll just start, you know, rolling bodies out into the Potomac. That's a metaphor, Media Matters. So we'll talk about the reality of what happens, God willing, if we win in November. But first, because you're so perfectly positioned to hypothesize about this question, I need you to help me to unpack the Robert Herr report. I will just read one segment from it. In his interview with our office, Mr. Biden's memory was worse than that. He did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting the first day of the interview when his term ended, whether it was 2013. When did I stop becoming vice president, quote unquote, and forgetting on the second day of the interview when his term began, quote, in 2009, am I still vice president? He did not remember, even within several years, when his son Bo died. Okay, Kash Patel, you've been a prosecutor for the DOJ. You have been, you know, chief expert for intelligence on the committee, in the House. You've been chief of staff of the Pentagon, deputy of national intelligence. What are the possible scenarios why somebody who, albeit a Trump appointee, really is a swamp dweller, why a special counsel appointed by this DOJ, Biden's DOJ, kind of drops the political kill shot in this 388-page report? What's going on? Is he doing somebody's bidding, or is he an outlier? Help us understand, Kash.
Oh, this is the deep state at its peak. This guy who is running under the cover, the pretense that Merrick Garland gave him as some sort of Trump appointee, yeah, so he's doing legitimate work, just issued a criminal indictment, right, masquerading as a political hit job combined with a get-out-of-jail-free card for Joe Biden. Look, the Democrats aren't stupid. They want Biden out. He can't be their nominee. He's going to get rolled by President Trump. So this is the exit ramp. And as a prosecutor, when you see someone who intentionally removes classified documents for 40 years to three separate locations to include classified material that has the heading top secret SCI code word restricted handling, that's about as bad as it gets under the Espionage Act. Any other individual, except you and I, would be charged and in prison right now. Joe Biden gets the Hillary Clinton, James Comey treatment, we're going to create another excuse that doesn't exist in the law so we can not legally charge you, but politically damn you. And that's what they've done here. And I've told Congress publicly, there needs to be a public hearing with Robert Hur and Merrick Garland sitting side by side where everybody gets to ask their questions and ask these people why this two-tier system of justice exists and why they, the Biden administration, is allowed to destroy evidence of criminality and simply provide an excuse that says, oh, he cooperated. That's like saying when I was a public defender and I walked into court and I said, hey, judge, you remember when my guy robbed a bank for 100 grand? Here's 100 grand back. Don't charge anybody.
Yeah. So it reminds me of that surreal press conference. What was it, a month before the 2016 election, where the then director of the FBI for 13 minutes says Hillary committed these crimes, these felonies, unsecured server, top secret SCI, somebody duplicated communications from a secure facility, took them out of the secure facility, uploaded them, sent them via email to her, you know, server in her bathroom. 13 minutes, slam dunk, going to prison. You and me would be, you know, rotting forever there. And then in the last 60 seconds, like something out of Willy Wonka, says, and me, the director of the FBI, am deciding not to prosecute because I have no constitutional right to do that. So it seems like we've gone back in a time warp to 2016, whereby we have 387 pages of these are the hundreds of classified documents that he, quote, willfully retained as vice president, as senator for 40 years. But a jury, because I am now the jury, would not prosecute him because he's a senile dotard. Is this exactly just a redo of Comey saving Hillary?
Yeah, and that's the consequence of it, right? Remember when it happened, we excoriated him for one, creating a separate level of the law that doesn't exist, and two, for breaking the law. As the director of FBI, you have no say in who gets charged. That is the sole proprietary decision under the law of the Department of Justice's prosecutors. He seized it because he wanted to be the political king and cover up his malfeasance in Russiagate, which he knew was coming. And now he set a precedent to allow Robert Hur, since the American public aren't going to distinguish between FBI and DOJ authorities and the government gangsters are going to come in there and take advantage of it. He's going to be like, oh, no, we did this last time. Nothing to see here. Literally exact same fact pattern as you outlined. Literally the exact same culprits. Two Democrats, one was running for president and the other is currently running for president again. And they gave them a get out of jail free card. This is a dangerous precedent of the weaponization of justice. And Comey Garland and his special counsel, Robert Hur, they need to get a public inquisition on how this was allowed to happen.
Can you explain whether there is precedence? Does a special counsel in advance make decisions as to what a jury will or will not say? Is that like standard procedure?
It doesn't matter what kind of title you have. A prosecutor is a prosecutor. There's no distinction in authorities. You follow the same rule of law, period. You, the prosecutor, do not supplant the role of the jury, nor do you supplant the role of the judge. That's why there's three separate entities in a courtroom prosecution. You make a charging decision. If the law and the facts meet the burden of proof, you charge, you charge, you charge. And if you lose that trial, that's a separate story and a separate issue. That doesn't mean that the defendant wasn't criminally culpable. It just means a jury of his peers acquitted him and found him not guilty. But that's not your call as a prosecutor to steal the entire system of justice just because you wanted a political endpoint. And remember, let's remind everybody who Robert Hur is. He's Rod Rosenstein's number two. He's his protege.
Explain that. Explain the massive significance of Rod Rosenstein being his mentor.
Yeah. When we, Devin and I, were exposing Russiagate and were forced to go to then DAG Rosenstein's office in DOJ because we executed so many subpoenas, do you know who was sitting on the right of Rod Rosenstein in every one of those meetings? Robert Hur. And do you know what Rod Rosenstein was doing? Hustling to get Robert Hur confirmed to be his successor as a U.S. attorney in Maryland, as if horse trading off congressional subpoenas so he could get his buddy in the role he used to hold. It was disgraceful then. It's disgraceful now. Those two individuals have ruined the Department of Justice more so than Merrick Garland and Chris Wray have.
That's why we invite him on the show for the inside scoop just like that. Robert Hur is one of the worst swamp dwellers' mentees. Follow this man right now on Truth Social. We've only just begun. Follow him at Cash with a K. And the book that everyone who wants to save America must read is Government Gangsters. GovernmentGangsters.com for the book that the deep state tried to suppress. Get it today, governmentgangsters.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. If you enjoy, if you value the deep dive, the long form with true experts, patriots, real newsmakers like Cash, make sure you are subscribed. Whichever podcast platform you prefer, just leave us a five-star review and share the links with your friends. And if you want President Trump back in the White House, if you want sanity, if you want prosperity and security, stand with him. Go to SebGorkaStore.com, fly the flag, I support 45 above your home, SebGorkaStore.com, and more important than any of that, support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it. How do you make sure that you are at the top of your game and fighting fit? You got to exercise, you got to eat right, but what if you're already packing a little bit of excess luggage? I've been there. I know what it's like. I could hide it. It's easy. I'm 6'3", but 268 pounds, if you're not, you know, a linebacker, that's a problem. But then I met Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team at My PhD Weight Loss. With her program, no scary injections, no pills to pop, I lost 42 pounds in a matter of months. My muse, Katie, lost 36. She's ecstatic. Dennis Prager's on it right now. My producer, Jeff, has lost almost 20 pounds in less than a month. Find out for yourself, five meals a day that help you burn the fat. Call Dr. Lucas's amazing team on 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. Just the before and after pictures tell you everything you need to know. You can do it. You won't regret it. MyPhdWeightLoss.com. Now, I just want to put a bow on what we discussed with regards to Special Counsel Robert Hur, an acolyte of Rod Rosenstein. There is quite a large dissonance within the left, even in the power centers. So you've got that document dropping. Then you've got, you know, support from the likes of Carville saying, he's too old, he's got to go. And then you've got the Super Bowl memes of Dark Brandon with the laser eyes, Jill Biden saying, oh, no, he's fine. He's the sharpest he's ever been. And the idiots on MSNBC. It sounds as if there's a bit of disarray on the left, and the plan to get rid of their own president isn't quite the plan, and there's an internal disagreement and quite a significant one. Do you share my read, Cash?
I do. You're right. They are not marching all to the same drumbeat right just yet. Right. But the people that own the democratic institutions and the Democratic Party are the ones pulling the puppet strings. It's not the coffee guy in the morning on MSNBC's Joe and Meeker or whatever they are. It's the billionaire Soros-funded back radical left-wing agenda lunatics that pull the puppet strings because they pull the billions. I think they're in lockstep to get rid of Biden, and I think that's why it will happen. Whether or not the tail comes around to the proverbial head and gets in sync, I'm not really sure. But at the end of the day, I don't think it matters on these minuscule shows that no one watches except their relatives, because the ownership of their movement, that's the difference. They are bought and paid for like Nikki Haley. The ownership of their movement will determine who the next nominee is, and it ain't going to be Joe Biden.
And if I agree with you, right? I think that press conference we played at the top, that's it. That's the death knell. He's done. If the domesticated lapdog media are screaming at him for the first time in, you know, 3 years, he's done. Right. What's the political scenario? Is it parachute in Newsom at the convention when he's forced to say health reasons, family, yada, yada, I'm stepping down as president? Or is there another scenario that's possible?
I'm not the like campaign genius, but that's the only way I see it happening. And the Democrats are ruthless enough to do that maneuver. They would actually take a president or a candidate for president who had gone through the entire primary and won all the delegates and then stripped them of it. I mean, just think if the Republicans did that. If the Republican nominee was Trump and then at the convention, the Republican convention stripped Donald Trump of the nomination and airdropped in Nikki Haley, they would never happen on our side because we follow the law and the rules and we actually uphold the constitutional republic. They will essentially eviscerate the democratic process to try to rob yet another presidential election. So I don't see it happening really before the convention because there's no way to rack up the delegates you need to get the nomination. I just see that there's a way for them to take it away at the convention.
And with the Hur report, another case against President Trump just collapses, does it not?
Well, it would if we had a uniform system of justice. The classified documents case, I think in Florida, would simply go away. You know, if I was the judge down there, I'd be asking them, wait a second. So someone who intentionally possesses classified documents is not to be charged by the Department of Justice? What is this case doing before me right now? Why I would get Jack Smith to appear before me as the judge and literally hold him in contempt of court because the Department of Justice is prosecuting based on two different systems of law. It is the judge's job, after all, to interpret the law. And if DOJ is telling her there's two legal avenues, one for innocence and one for guilt, based on politics, that should be publicly noted by the judge.
And as a former defender, as a prosecutor, it seems like all of these are either delayed or collapsing. If we look at the one that doesn't, you know, is not a federal case in Georgia, Fannie Willis, I mean, she seems to be the one who's in more trouble than the president now. Do you concur?
Yeah, with Lovebirds 2.0 down there. First we had Strzok and Page at Russiagate. Now we got these guys down there. And we're learning that they use federal funding to prosecute Donald Trump in state court. Forget their, you know, love affair activity. It's a problem if you're an officer of the court and you lie. That's a violation of your canons of ethics. But they benefited monetarily from the prosecution of a political opponent and flew around the country and the world on cruise ships and airplanes and took their families with them. And they spent $750,000 on it. Our taxpayer dollars, Seb, on that. Right. So Congress needs to haul them up to D.C. yesterday and put them in front of the public side by side, just like we did with Strzok and Page, and demand answers. And oh, by the way, Sam, how come we don't have their text messages and emails? Yeah. Don't you think there's some information on there the American public should know?
And what about the fact that both he, the lovebird, and also Letitia James, the HE of New York, have been logged on numerous occasions visiting the Biden White House? What are they coordinating on? Is it yoga classes like Hillary and her emails?
It's worse, Seb. It was just produced, just came out that Fannie Willis, whatever her name is, gave direct access to her prosecutorial files to Michael Isikoff. And for those of you who aren't tracking who Michael Isikoff is, He was the guy who ginned up the fake news story in Yahoo News at the behest of the FBI, which the FBI then utilized to get an unlawful warrant against President Trump. What is a member of the media doing gaining access to an ongoing criminal prosecution of someone who is going to be the presidential nominee for the Republican Party? That's illegal in and of itself. And it, now it shows you the whole point of what they're doing. They wanted to craft the narrative that President Trump is guilty while trying to prosecute him in a court of law unlawfully.
Yeah, that's why we have him on the show. Whatever topic we mention, he's got the latest update. We're talking to Kash Patel. The book is, of course, Government Gangsters, governmentgangsters.com. You can follow him on Truth Social at Kash. That's with a K. And don't forget to give us a follow as well. We are on all the social media platforms that matter. Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. Just plug in my name, Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka. You can watch us on the Salem News Channel app or on your Roku, your Fire Stick, your Samsung Plus device. And don't forget my Substack, that latest article, the second Trump cabinet, who should be in it? Oh yeah, you know who. Our guest is one of the high flyers. Go to sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. How do you feel? I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month from hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and vegetables over the past 20 years. You should check it all out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code GORKA to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them on 800-246-8751 and use discount code GORKA, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code GORKA to get 35% off. If you enjoy this show as much as we love making it for you every single day, please support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. You heard what they did to him recently. Not only did the FBI try harassing him, now Fox have canceled him. The biggest advertiser canceled. Why? Well, because, you know, Paul Ryan said so. He's on the board now and he's a rhino. Let's have Mike's back. Buy American. This is the company that produces over 200 products here in America for you. Don't buy that Chinese garbage on Amazon. Support a company that is American through and through. He sold 81 million of the MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. That's simply because it's so good. But he has so many other items on his webpage. Treat yourself. Treat your little furry four-legged friends. My new pooch, Titus, so loves MyPillow pet beds that he stole his big brother, Killian's. Yeah, they're that good. Call today. Talk to a human being. 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com. But you've got to use a promo code for up to 66% off and free shipping. No better deal out there. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. All right, I want to get into the weeds for the next question before we talk about what happens after November, if God willing, we do our part. So in my latest article, the second Trump cabinet, that is, you know, on my Substack. We just showed the Substack. It's the featured article on the Substack. You are one of the key players there for numerous positions, whether it's, you know, Director of Intelligence, DOJ, or FBI. Here's the geeky question for you. I was brainstorming with my wife, Katie, who, as you know, was a presidential appointee at DHS. And we're looking at, having lived in D.C. for almost 20 years, we just look at the bloat. We look at the Ukraine money. We look at the new headquarters for the FBI. And we sat there and we thought, how much could we, like, swingingly cut the budgets of the IC, the intelligence community, and the Pentagon, and be as safe but not waste the funds of the government or the funds of the taxpayer? And I came up with a figure of between 50 and 60%. We could cut budgets and get rid of all the stuff that's bloat, that is, you know, money for the DNC indirectly for their buddies. And then I looked at your special portfolio, And I looked at, why do we have 17 intelligence agencies? And I said, we could do the job of protecting America with six. Here's the six. Foreign military intelligence, right? Like what, you know, the Defense Intelligence Agency does. Counterterrorism, that's two. Counterintelligence, catching and misinforming foreign spies. Foreign external intelligence, like the CIA. And then signals intelligence and satellite intelligence. That's six agencies. You've been inside the sausage factory at the Pentagon, running it, at the Office of Director of National Intelligence. How much bloat is there? And if President Trump comes back, how much could we slash budgets by to make these agencies efficient and accountable, Cash?
I think lots is the answer, as you've outlined. And look, these agencies have become so institutionalized that they don't showcase their success by their work product. They showcase their success by going to Congress and asking for a bigger budget because they need more hires and they need more billets, so they need more American taxpayer dollars. Right. And that is not how you approach the national security of this country. You don't say the director of national intelligence and his office is successful because we increased the budget by 22%.
Right.
What is the need to doing that? And then when you grow the budget by that much, it has to grow again by that much the next year, and you force people into positions and to justify their existence when you never needed them in the first place. And do you know what those people then become a part of? The deep state.
Right.
They go out and justify their existence by saying, oh, well, we have to be here. Congress said we're needed. And look, you have to come in with a two-pronged approach, in my opinion. You have to cut a number of people right off the bat. And then over the years, you have to work with Congress to shrink the billets.
Yes.
A lot of these positions that most people don't realize actually sit empty. That means Congress and the American taxpayer are paying for thousands of seats in U.S. government that no human being sits in.
Right.
Because these agencies and departments are like, look how much we've grown. We need these seats. We need these billets. You never know when we're going to need them back.
And then just before October in the fiscal year, they have to spend all the money that they've been justifying with empty billets, right?
Yeah, have you ever heard of an agency or department returning money to Congress? They can. They're allowed to.
Right.
But they don't.
They never do. We talked to Cash Patel. He is the author of Government Gangsters. Go to the website right now, governmentgangsters.com, and follow him on Truth Social at Cash. That's with a K. We're coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. It's real. It works. It's liberating over 1 million Americans right now from their daily pain. I'm one of them. But it's not just me. It's people like Gary from California. Just listen to Gary's story. I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I've never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today. There's only one way, but it's super easy. You go to ReliefFactor.com. You order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Gary, and over 1 million of your fellow Americans. Just ask yourself one very simple question. What do you have to lose? If the only answer to that question is the pain, well, then you know what to do. Call today. Don't wait another nanosecond. 1-800, the number for relief, or go to relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Are you tired of not getting a good night's sleep? Well, my friend Mike Lindell has created the perfect solution. He didn't just top out the pillow. He also created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton called Giza, these sheets are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. And now, for a limited time, you can get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets with prices starting as low as $29.98 in a variety of sizes and colors, and have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio square and use promo code GORKA at checkout. You can also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper and the MyPillow towel sets. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code GORKA. That's 800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA.
Finally, with respect to our recommendation to the Department of Justice, in our system, the prosecutors make the decisions about whether charges are appropriate based on evidence that the FBI helps collect. Although we don't normally make public our recommendations to the prosecutors, we frequently make recommendations and engage in productive conversations with prosecutors about what resolution may be appropriate, given the evidence. In this case, given the importance of the matter, I think unusual transparency is in order. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
That's so weird. You're not a prosecutor. It's called the Federal Bureau of Investigation, not prosecution, Jim Comey. I wonder where Robert Hur, special counsel, got his script for saying, oh, yeah, Biden's guilty of sin, but a jury wouldn't convict because he's senile. We've seen it all before. We're back with Kash Patel, the man who knows, oh, man, does he know the depth, the rot of the deep state in his book, Government Gangsters. Get it today, governmentgangsters.com. Kash, I want to ask you what we do day one if, you know, God willing, the right thing happens in November and President Trump wins. But first, for those who haven't read the book, I'd like to reel them in. I'd like to, you know, make sure they read the book. Give our millions of listeners right now one thing that you substantiate that nobody else has that will shock them from the book.
I think whether it's Russiagate or Jan 6, we took the receipts, just like we always have, from the government themselves, and we put them in the book. We took the DOD, the DOJ, Pelosi's letter, Bowser's letter, the Capitol Police timeline. We put them in the book, and they're front and center now because the insurrection narrative that they have ginned up falsely against President Trump is before or going before the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Colorado case is going to get bounced. But they're going to continue that narrative of fake news. And it took us 2 years when I was chief of staff at DOD and left to show the American public the truth that it was Nancy Pelosi and Mayor Bowser who shut down the request for National Guard that President Trump had authorized days before. And we have Colorado judges acting like jackals of justice in their robes, lying about the National Guard, lying about the defense. Shame on them. And I think that's one of the things that we did in the book best was we took their own words, their own documents, and put it out there. That's probably why Joe Biden spent 10 months trying to block my manuscript from coming out. But the cheat sheet's in the back, too. We took 280 pages or whatever it is and put it into six pages. So you can have the D.C. read if you want.
Just like when Harry met Sally, you read the last chapter first. I like that phrase, jackals of justice. The book is Government Gangsters, governmentgangsters.com. All right, I don't want us to give away any game plan because first we have to win, then we have to take back the country from those who just have full disregard for the will of the American people. It's up to us, God willing. I've spoken to lots of people who should be in the know. Former cabinet members who would be cabinet members again. And I understand there is a plan for hundreds of executive orders to be dropped on day one to bring us back to a place of safety with a border, with national security, getting rid of critical race theory, getting rid of diversity, equity, and inclusion, you know, neo-Marxist paradigms across government. And then, you know, we have to have our people in those agencies from the beginning of the transition phase right up till the inauguration and then flood the zone. Is there something else, Kash, that is essential to reversing the deep state or the in-your-face state that we aren't talking enough about?
I think your show does it brilliantly, and not too many others do. It's continuing to educate the American electorate on the lies they have been told by some in the media. And I'm talking about everything from Russiagate to the 51 Intel letter to Hunter Biden's laptop to Joe Biden's classified documents case to Hillary Clinton to Benghazi to January 6th and forward. Every time one of these election rigging con jobs comes forward, it is courtesy of the government gangsters in government and senior positions there and some of their corrupt conspirators in the mainstream media. And I'm not talking about all the media, but we have to bring in more people under our tent as we go in the lead up to the election. We can't just do it the week before. And we can't say, ha-ha, we were right, you were wrong. We just got to say, look, you were lied to. How about you get the truth and vote based on the truth? And I think if we do that, I think Donald Trump wins in a landslide. I think that we've finally, under Donald Trump's leadership, turned the tide of where people get their news. Now we just got to keep giving them the truth, and they'll cut off MSNBC and CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post, and nobody cares about their fake news con jobs except the people that own those institutions. And I think if we keep doing that, it is going to be a critical component to Donald Trump's victory.
A really good answer. In addition to the work being done right now on the Russia hoax on January 6th by, you know, the likes of Breitbart, John Solomon, Revolver News, Julie Kelly, all the good guys that we know out there, the Federalist and elsewhere, what is a story or an issue that deserves more focus that maybe isn't getting enough by our side?
Well, we haven't talked about the CCP in a hot minute because Joe Biden has made a disaster of our border, and he started two world wars, or allowed them to start, in the Ukraine and in Israel. And we're so preoccupied with the border, Russia and Tehran and Israel, that no one's even talking about the South China Sea and the CCP in Taiwan, which used to be one of our biggest allies, and the key to the Indo-Pacific Theater, which is the largest combatant command in the Department of Defense, and, you know, quite frankly, the largest place on planet Earth when it comes to areas we have to cover. And, you know, Xi Jinping's probably having a party over there because no one's paying attention, and the rocket man's launching rockets again in that same theater, and no one's paying attention. So, but, you know, thanks to Joe Biden, you know, he just got back on TikTok, the very device and company we, under the Trump administration, banned because it's the digital fentanyl of the CCP. And this guy is now campaigning on TikTok.
Yeah, that says everything you need. I just wonder how much money Hunter Biden got from his buddies in Beijing to make sure his daddy's back on the communist-owned TikTok platform. Stunning. There are those who are pushing that issue. You got to, you know, recognize Steve Bannon, you know, our buddy Gordon Chang and a handful.
Gordon Chang
and others. Yeah. But we need more. We need much more. All right. Excellent answer. We're talking to the author of Government Gangsters, governmentgangsters.com. Check it out today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. There's a role for you to play. Did you know that? Everyone listening right now, if you have a cell phone and it's connected to one of the big cell phone providers, you're actually funding the other side. Why? Because the big companies, they're all woke. They're all on the left. Every year they donate millions of dollars to causes that you hate, whether it's Planned Parenthood, whether it's the censorship or cancellation of conservatives, whether it's gun control organizations. Switch today to the only Christian conservative cell phone company. It's the one I use. It's Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide network, a performance guarantee. Glenn and his team are superb. Free activation with my name, and you'll be with a company that supports your values. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of worth of donations to First Amendment, Second Amendment causes, the sanctity of life. Switch today. Use my name. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Don't fund your enemies with every call you make and every text you send. Call today. 972-728-7468. patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. All right, well, that just went far too bloody quickly, as it usually does with Cash. Make sure you are following him. Make sure you are reading his book, Government Gangsters. He's on Truth Social at Cash. That's with a K. Last question, probably the one that worries the listeners and viewers for our show the most, and probably most of MAGA, and that's election integrity. I think there's one great positive. Nancy's not the speaker, and until they announce, you know, COVID-24, there's no new Wu flu that they can use as an excuse to mail out 81 ballots to people who didn't ask for them. So we're starting off a little bit better than 2020, but talk to us in the last couple of minutes we have about your concerns for election integrity in the next 9 months.
Election integrity is critical, but I think we've learned the massive lesson that it's up to the states to figure it out. And if I can bring it home right here to my home state of Nevada, and just recently coming off the dual victories in Nevada, where we were able to deliver, help Donald Trump with that victory over Nikki Haley on the primary versus the caucus. This is how far I think people are in the weeds on elections. And this is why I think it goes back to getting out the truth that it has. People thought Nikki Haley would come in here on the primary and get the media victory. She lost to literally no one. Because Nevadans cared so much about the truth and about replacing her that they filled in a bubble. Then 2 days later, they showed up in record numbers at the caucus, which is the only thing that matters out here, and delivered it 99% for Donald Trump. So if we could just take that micro level example and put it out to the rest of the country, I think election integrity is being participated in by the electorate. And to us, Seb, that's our big win. If we can mobilize everyone out there, not just the MAGA movement, but the moderates and such, then I think we're winning behind Donald Trump's leadership. And I think Nevada showed it behind Donald Trump's great policies.
Nevada as an exemplar of how it's done. When that rhino with TDS, who's being backed by left-wing Obama donors like Reid Hoffman, loses to the none of the above candidates, right? You know that we can do it, but you have to get engaged. Understand the enormity of the challenge and what can be done about it. Start with the end. Start with the six-page appendix. The book that Biden's deep state tried to stop is Government Gangsters, from our friend Kash Patel. Go to governmentgangsters.com today and follow him on Truth Social at Cash with a K. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Show the world whose side you are on. We don't have time for shy MAGA. It is in your face MAGA. Wear the t-shirts, get the flags. It is the I Stand With 45 Trump 2024 flag, or the FBI t-shirt. You made it number one, Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. Get yours today at SebGorkaStore.com with all your America First gear made in America, including all of my books, from Defeating Jihad to Why We Fight and the War for America's Soul. And more important than any of that, support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. You've been listening to America First One-on-One. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Open the champagne, pop the cork. The Senate Democrat leader and the Republican leader are on the way to Kiev. They've got $60 billion they're bringing. I don't know if it'll be cash in pallets, but they're taking your money to Kiev. Now, they didn't have much time, really no time and no money to do anything about our border. We're being invaded. A literal invasion's coming across our border. 800,000 people came illegally in the last month. And all they had time to do in the Senate was get the money, get the cash pallets, load the planes, get the champagne ready, and fly to Kiev. On Friday, they will take the $60 billion to Kiev, crack the champagne, and meanwhile, each day, between 5,000 to 10,000 people come across the border illegally.
Welcome, I think, dear friends, to America First. In the middle of the night, last night, the Senate, your Senate, my Senate, passed a bill that exceeded $95 billion for you, for the victims of fentanyl poisoning, to build the wall, to fund the police in Democrat hellholes like Baltimore and New York? No. Of course not. To fund the war in Ukraine, to give money to Taiwan and to Israel. Twenty-two Republicans voted to support that measure, which brought the vote to 70. That's a very powerful number in the Senate. And let's list off the names of those non-Republicans. Let's put it up on the screen. I want to read them one by one. If you are in a state, please, if you're driving, I get it, then just listen to the podcast later in the day or just, you know, find out the name yourself. But if you're not driving, if you can just get a piece of paper and a pen, will you write down these names? And if one of these senators is from your state, is a Republican, or pretending to be a Republican from your state, I want to ask you to do one thing. If America means something to you that you can dedicate 20 minutes to today, just 20 minutes, will you go online and get the number for their office, get the email for their office, and look up the mailing address for the Senate, and do three things. It'll take you literally 20 minutes. Number one, write an email expressing your disgust that these are America last senators. Number two, write them a real letter, because a physical letter can be a postcard, doesn't matter what it is. Depending on the internal mathematics of the Senate, it depends upon which office you're talking about, but a physical letter is worth between 100 and 200 phone calls or emails. So do all three of these things. Write an email expressing your utter disgust and you hope that this individual is primaried into the ground and they will not have your support again if they behave like Democrats. Call up their office and write them a letter. Leave a message with their intern who picks up the phone and say, they betrayed America in the middle of the night last night. And here are the names. John Bozeman, Shelley Moore Capito, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, of course, John Cornyn, of course, Kevin Cramer, Mike Crapo, Joni Ernst, Chuck Grassley. Really, Chuck? I mean, all the work you've done to uncover the deep state, to give us little nuggets of... what happened to the proof he had of that deep state source that he never divulged afterwards? Maybe that's the truth about you, Chuck. Maybe you're just... what is the phrase? Controlled opposition? John Hoven. John Kennedy. Ah, Mitch McConnell! You know he was whipping up those votes. Jerry Moran, Lisa Murkowski, James Risch, Oh, Mitt Romney, Mittens, Mitt Romney, Pierre Delicto, the uncle to Rona Romney McDaniels, the chair for the RNC for the time being. Oh, and we have some news about that. Mike Rounds, Dan Sullivan, John Thune, Tom Tillis, Roger Wicker, and Todd Young. Those 22 senators are amazingly powerful, and they don't give a crap about you. They don't give a crap about America. Don't get me wrong, I like Israel, and I want Israel to crush every Hamas terrorist into, you know, the earth, and then salt the earth afterwards. But the idea that you're sending $100 billion to other countries without doing anything to stop the invasion of America right now, to stop what this administration is doing as we are speaking to American lives. We've got, in 1 year, this is from our friend Christina Wong at Breitbart. How about this is a modest priority instead of $100 billion to another country? This is a headline from Breitbart. 36 troops killed in 1 year of military aviation mishaps. But why have we had, last week it was the California helicopter accident. Why have you got dozens of our military, not in combat, mind you. These aren't, you know, U.S. forces deployed covertly to Ukraine. This isn't U.S. forces in Afghanistan because, by the way, Biden surrendered Afghanistan to the Taliban. And don't forget the $80 billion. We could have. How about we don't leave the $80 billion of equipment in Afghanistan, and then we could have shipped that to the Ukraine and Taiwan? How about that? It wouldn't cost us another $100 billion. How about doing that instead, you cretins, you traitors? Why are dozens of our servicemen and women dying in aircraft that are falling out of the sky? Why is that? Is it possibly because, in addition to the money that's being siphoned off out of America, and by the way, most of it comes back here to, you know, the DNC companies and the buddies in the Beltway Bandit sector, because, you know, it's just graft. It's just, you know, kickbacks. Why isn't the Senate interested in making sure that our military aren't crashing out of the sky? Having them go instead to diversity, equity, and inclusion classes. Like one friend of mine whose son, a Green Beret, comes back from the Baltic states where he's been teaching Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania how to stop Russians invading their country. And he comes home and what does brag? The home of the Green Berets force him to do? Sit in a classroom for days to be lectured on pronouns. You know, like that transgender murderer at the Texas super mega church. How about more money for Americans and for our military and not for nations that seem more important to the likes of Mitch McConnell than America does? I hope you're angry. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. We have an unbelievable guest for you, the man who knows the deep state better than anyone except maybe President Trump, former chief of staff of the Pentagon, former deputy national director for intelligence, Kash Patel. Subscribe today, send us a 5-star review, and share the links with your friends, and support President Trump at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com.
Hey.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.